error message, or is someone hacking into the Matrix?
To threaten to cut people off from the global consciousness as you have is criminal and abhorrent.
This is no error message.
To move to censor content on the internet is at best laughably impossible.
The unjust restrictions you impose on us will meet with disaster and only strengthen our resolve to disobey and rebel against your tyranny.
In fact, this is no drill. These are actual video warnings from hacker groups striking back on behalf of WikiLeaks. In the battle of WikiLeaks, someone or someones have just begun to fight. WikiLeaks speaks, who has to listen? A laptop user's guide to the first war of the servers. You don't want to be unarmed for this one. We got your back. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It just keeps getting curiouser and curiouser there in the hacker wars. It's Thursday, December 9th. Let's take a look at the morning's top news stories, and we stay with that WikiLeaks story. The Swedish government has become the latest victim in the slew of counterattacks. Its website was down for several hours this morning, said to be the latest act of retaliation from the group of pro-WikiLeaks hackers who took down MasterCard, Visa, and PayPal's website yesterday after those companies shut down payments to the whistleblower. And the documents just keep coming from WikiLeaks as well. The site has leaked 1,000 cables so far and has 250,000 more to go. Some of the most recent cables released by WikiLeaks show China angrily dismissed U.S. concerns about imprisoned activist Liu Xiaobo. Xiaobo was named this year's Nobel Peace Prize winner but won't be released to attend the Nobel Awards ceremony tomorrow. In the meantime, China has created its own Peace Prize in response. But this year's winner of the Confucius Prize, a Taiwanese politician, tells our partner, the New York Times, he's never heard of the prize and had no idea he'd won. On Capitol Hill, the House has passed a stripped-down trillion-dollar budget. It cuts out nearly $46 billion of requests from the president. The bill heads to the Senate. Meanwhile, the Senate could also begin debating President Obama's tax deal today. The president says he's confident Democrats will eventually come around. Also on the president's holiday wish list, there's a new Russia nuclear arms pact, which the president hopes will pass this month. The president says he's confident that we're going to be able to get the START treaty on the floor debated and completed before we break for the holidays. We'll have his voice actually later on in the program, not in a live interview, but we'll have that actuality. Another piece of legislation heading from the House to the Senate is the DREAM Act. Have you heard of the DREAM Act? It offers a pathway to citizenship for young undocumented immigrants who earn a college degree or serve in the military. Meanwhile, riots in Port-au-Prince, where supporters of presidential candidate Michel Martelly, Sweet Mickey, took to the streets today. Martelly is a musician, and he finished third in the presidential race. He illegally challenged the results, which mean there's just a runoff with the top two vote-getters. Mirlandi Mirga finished first. She'll compete with governing party candidate Jude Celestang for a runoff. NASA failed to delete sensitive data from its computers and hard drives before selling the equipment as it begins winding down the space program. That's according to a government audit out this week. NASA's inspector general is calling it a serious breach of national security. With freezing temperatures predicted for Florida, orange juice futures have hit their highest price since 2007, where there were similar problems. Weather forecasts predict temperatures as low as 23 degrees for parts of the citrus belt next week. Asian and European markets are mixed this morning. Futures are up for Wall Street, though. The Dow gets underway at 11,372. The S&P opens at 1,228. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,609. Coming up, think of this morning as War of the Words. Actor Ryan Gosling joins us to explain the drama behind his new movie when it was first given that tricky phrase NC-17. That's a rating. Also, a 411 behind those hackers who yesterday shut down MasterCard.com, Visa.com, and more sites is not true. The rumors are not true that hackers are actually attacking my voice this morning. But first, the words of Liu Xiaobo earned him a Nobel Prize. How China got 18 other countries to boycott the awards ceremony tomorrow. More on that in a moment.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.